Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Ball Don't Lie, episode 173. Man, you guys, Scott and Dante back at you with more NBA talk. We are a couple weeks left into the season. Games are heating up. A lot of things going on. I feel like the standings, especially in the Western Conference, change nightly. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. You know to follow us on Twitter at Barbershare Scott at October Zone Tay. Follow the Barbershare Network at Barbershare Net on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershare Network. We've got all different, tiers you can check out, man. Check it out. Got summer sessions, cinema with the guys. 79th and Hallis, you get the exclusive. So check all that shit out, man. So we are back. Dante, how's it going?
I'm decent, bro. I can't complain at all. Like I said, really been, you know, more so locked in with the NFL free agency and everything. Still paying attention to basketball because, like you said, since the break, we've been getting some good ball.
Yeah.
And so, you know, really been enjoying that. I know we're going to talk about Sacramento later, but the little corny shit they did with Giannis last night.
Yeah, we got to talk
about
that.
Pretty entertaining.
Very corny. Yeah, man, I'm good. I'm just, you know, I think that loss of sleep really fucked me up. I think black people across the world are blaming the one less hour of sleep for how, you know, I've just been lethargic all day. I'm just tired. You know, I don't even want to be recording this podcast. Keep it all with real, y'all. But, you know, the show must go on.
And one thing I will say about black people, especially old black people, I don't know why you niggas still say, don't forget to set your clock back.
No, my mama sends me a text, like, literally every time.
My auntie put in the group chat, hey, y'all, don't forget to set your clocks back before you go to bed.
I'm like, mother, I have a little thing called a smartphone.
I don't have an alarm clock, my nigga. Like, it's not, I don't need to do that.
Only thing I change is my fucking microwave time. That is it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, my mom will send a text every daylight savings. Don't forget to set your clocks back. Like I have a computer. I have a iPad. I have a smartphone. Right. It will do that for me automatically. Shit, even my cable box does that for me automatically.
Exactly.
So I don't need to do all that. But I think that's probably the reason I'm exhausted. But you know, the show must go on. We still have things to talk about, man. So I'm with you. I've been, you know, really interested in this NFL free agency. I feel like day one was a lot more exciting. Day two is very slow. Like there's been a lot of guys out there who thought they were going to get the money that they wanted, and they're not getting the money. So that means the Bears might get some decent guys for some low money. So I'm waiting to see how that pans out. I am very excited about what they did in day one, and yeah, man, it's been pretty good so far, man. So if you want to hear more about that, check out I'm Not Gonna Hold You on Thursday night if you're in the East Coast. My brother Flo will be joining me, and we'll be talking about some of the Bears signings. And of course, I'll be going anything. And then bitch ass Aaron Rodgers will finally have a decision made by then. By the time you actually listen to this podcast, we should already know if his whole ass is going to retire or is he going to become a Jet and keep following the path of his daddy, Brett Favre. So we will find out what's going to happen with that. But y'all are here to listen to us talk about basketball, Adam Silver's league. So let's talk about that, man. Let's start about something that's a guy who hasn't played basketball in a couple of weeks. Mr. Ja Morant. Now, of course, we all know the whole situation. We talked about that last week. Things have gotten even more crazy for Mr. Morant now. Now, the good thing for him, there will be no charges filed. The police in Colorado found nothing wrong with the video. I do say I feel like he's been getting too much heat for the strip club video. He looked like just a nigga who had fun to me.
It's a rich nigga in a strip club.
He was looking like Dante the other night and spending the Patreon funds.
Hey, shout out to my boy Rob. Magic City, we had a time. It was definitely a movie in there.
I was some watching videos like damn.
It was some videos I couldn't post, nigga. Like it was definitely a movie in there.
I bet you couldn't even throw it on a close friends. You could at least throw them in the chat or something. Let me live vicariously through you.
I was about to say, nigga, I would have been a single man if I did that.
It would have been over. Girl. Yeah.
It would have been over with.
Yeah, okay, I definitely understand that. I definitely understand that. I've only been to Magic City one time, and I went doing a day shift because it was like when I was there for like AC3. It was like 10 years ago.
We got to go, and when we go, you got to get a section. Because when you get a section, the strippers automatically come to the section. Because they just
Me know the word, nigga. I'll be down there.
Everybody bring a couple hundred, man. It's going to look like you threw way more than what you threw, nigga.
Oh, I tried that in Onyx. We got about $400 in singles. Boy, I felt like I was T-opping that motherfucker. So
yeah, don't get too faded really though. That should be gone in three songs, nigga. Then oh, you be no, looking no. around like damn.
Dude, that was 24-year-old Scott. 34-year-old Scott? Absolutely fuck not. I'm gonna be standing like a motherfucker with them singles. You better work for these.
We're gonna throw the singles. You can hit the blunt. We're gonna take these shots. It was a whole hey.
I don't know about the blunt part, but I do everything else. I told Thomas that if y'all want to see me smoke weed, I'll smoke weed and the Bears win the championship. When the Bears win the Super Bowl, I will smoke some weed. I made this promise to my nigga Thomas, or if y'all know him as TPJ from Hoops and Brews, I made a promise to him about 4 or 5 years ago. When the Bears win the Super Bowl, I will smoke with him. So when the Bears win the Super Bowl, I do feel like it'll be in a couple years. Maybe I'm just me being optimistic, but I think our time is going to come within the next 3 to 5 years. After me actually partying with them, because I'm going to find a way to find one. Now that I'm a media member, like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. If I lose my fucking credential today, I'm going up. After I party that, I'm going to be the drunkest I've ever been in my life. And then I'm going to hit the weed. And then I'm going to be publicly intoxicated at the parade, because this will be the greatest day of my life. Even when I do eventually have a child, this will be the greatest day of my life. So I will eventually do that. But besides that, I will come down. I'm ready. Just let me know. I didn't get to fully experience Atlanta last time I went, because I was on a quick schedule, and then my brother didn't want to pick me up if we went to Blue Flame, so yeah, and we had to drive for 13 hours. So, but I will be back out in Atlanta this summer, so we can do that. But we just went on a whole tangent about Mr. John Morant and our experiences with strip clubs, and we're not even rich, so I can only imagine the time that this nigga had. But come to find out, he's still suspended. Like, they haven't announced his suspension. But let's just be real, what it is. It's a fucking suspension. He is now in Florida. He's seeking, I think it's therapy. I don't know what kind of therapy it is, but he's sick. He's getting help. Bad thing for him, man, because of these games and, you know, the violation of his contract, he's going to miss out on $43 million. And I don't give a damn how much money you have. $43 million is $43 million. And they are also planning to shelve his current Powerade ad. Damn. I kind of feel like Dave Chappelle in the racial draft. Tough break, nigga. It's always football.
Yeah, no, he brought it upon himself, but no, to lose out on $43 million, that's insane. Especially all self-induced, though. So, I mean, you can't really be mad at nobody but yourself. And I'm with you, the whole, you know, seeking treatment and all of that. Of course, that'll never come out. He's probably at somebody's guest house in Florida, really just laying low. But I mean, at the end of the day, hopefully, if it is that serious, you know what I'm saying, and he is in, you know, some type of rehabilitation center. I'll be get counseling, getting exactly what he needs so he can come back and be the player he was. Because my whole thing is, if you were able to be this good with all of this bullshit going on, you know, is there another level you could tap into? You know, so like I said, at the end of the day, I hope, bro, actually, you know, if this is real, I know we like to assume things, but I'm gonna go with the story. So just hopefully he, you know, is out there getting the help he needs so he can come back as soon as possible.
Yeah, man, I definitely agree with that one, man. I think more than anything, like you said, everybody who's an actual fan, we just want to see this dude do better. I think it's a matter of having accountability if he's really serious about this, that he is doing that. I still don't know if he's gonna play the rest of the year. I mean, you know, time is running out. We're officially a month away from the NBA playoffs. I think it starts actually on this day, a month from now. So I don't really know what that's gonna be. But I think just the bigger question here is that you just want him to be right. And I think that's what the you know, kind of like the vibe you get from Taylor Jenkins. By the way, Taylor Jenkins has the blackest name for a white coach ever. Taylor Jenkins is mad white, mad nigga, especially the Jenkins part. I don't know any white Jenkins. But, yeah, you know, it's going to be something to monitor, because this is something for the Grizzlies where they've been the number two seed for the majority of the season. You know, they've had a good season. And they're not beating nobody without Ja Morant. I don't give a damn how well they're playing without him in the regular season. I didn't think they was going to beat that many people with Ja Morant. So they sure ain't going to do it without him. So that's going to be the bad part right there. If you're a Grizzlies fan, you got to be pissed off.
Yeah, bro, it's really disappointing. Because like you said, you know, this was the year, all the talking they've been doing, you know, you know who they remind me of? They kind of, even though they still have a really good regular season record, they kind of remind me of the White Sox. You know, really talking that talk, that championship talk, when you really haven't accomplished anything. And, you know, Draymond ethered fucking Dylan Brooks the other day. That shit was hilarious. That shit was hilarious. But I mean, you still got some good pieces like Desmond. I really like Desmond Bane a lot. I think he's a really good player in the league, man. I think, you know, they have the potential to do something, but you need Ja. Like, he is that centerpiece. He is that guy who, you know, as we all know, was being, you know, slowly but surely pushed. I think he was going to be one of those guys who had the potential to be the new face of the league. Like you said, had the Powerade deal. You know, Nike dropped Kyrie, then picked him up, you know, put him in that signature slot, giving him his own shoe. And, you know, for you to get suspended, you know, when your first shoe releases, I know that's not really a good look, even though Nike hasn't dropped them or anything. But even still, just coming out the gate, you really want, you know, you want the best for Josh. So, like I said, at the end of the day, man, I hope bro really getting help and really getting everything that he needs so he can come back and be the, you know, the best version of himself.
Definitely, man. Definitely agree with that one, man. So, hopefully, Josh gets that help. So that's definitely something we're going to be paying attention to these next couple weeks. If it looks like I'm looking at my phone, it's because it is, because I'm looking at my DoorDash, nigga. But anyway, let's go to the next topic. I want to talk about the Suns, man, another Western Conference team that is now in some more ups and downs as they're going to be trying to figure out how to, you know, get through this little couple weeks without Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant. In the most fluky injury ever, and I'm starting to think AD is cursed, bro. Like, I'm starting to think this nigga's cursed. He came back after being out for 2 months, hooping, by the way. The first three games, him and motherfucking Devin Booker looked incredible. And you look like one of those things where, like we talked about on the pod last week, you know, how far can they go? And now, last week, he was getting ready to make his home debut against – who are they playing? I think it was Oklahoma City Thunder. Against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Of all people. He was getting ready to make his home debut. And, yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. He did play the Thunder. It's been so long since niggas played for the Thunder, I almost forgot. It was like three teams ago. But that happened, and, you know, he's in a layup line. And actually, he sprains his ankle before he actually slips. Like, the slip was kind of like him falling on a banana peel. But he actually, if you look at the video, his ankle is like cooked before he falls. So now he's going to be out at least 3 weeks. They said they will reevaluate him in 3 weeks. That's like the toughest word with injuries, reevaluate, because that doesn't mean that he's going to be back. We've heard like some mixed signals. We've had somebody say, you know, one of the GM of the Suns say, well, if this is the playoffs, KD would be playing. But then we also saw a report that KD might miss the first couple games in the playoffs. So all this going on, man, and the Suns have kind of been, you know, they've been so-so. They've been kind of like 500 since he's been out. Lost to the Golden State Warriors last night, and Steph talking shit to Chris Paul, telling him this ain't 2014 anymore, which is hilarious because they were beating him in 2014 too, but whatever. Yeah. What do you feel about their championship chances now without Kevin Durant?
I mean, I think the chance is still there, but I think you need Kevin Durant back if they want to have any real shot at winning the championship. I think, you know, like you said, they needed this time. I would like them to take this time to get that chemistry down, even though when you got elite players like that, as we've seen, the best of the best, they're going to figure that shit out. Yep. And so, but like you said, at the end of the day, when it comes to their championship aspirations and their championship, you know, potential, without KD, I don't think they have a real shot to make it back. Because I think with Kevin Durant, you are, at least in my opinion, outside of the Warriors, that's truly should be the top, you know, the top threat for the championship. Like, just based off the weapons you have and the chemistry you have and the what you've already accomplished with those with your three you had already in Chris Paul, Aiden, and Book. Now you add KD to that. Yeah, you gave up Bridges, but you still have a really, really good basketball team. So I think without KD, you know, they're still going to be a good team, but the championship aspirations is on. They just won't be there.
Yeah, I think it depends on what he looks like when he comes back. I think they've got enough to hold the fort down for the rest of the regular season. But I will also say this. I believe they have to be a top four seed in order to win the championship, because then you're doing too much where you got to go on the road. And the thing about this year's Western Conference is, a lot of these first-round series are going to be like conference final-style matchups. Like, we might get a 1-8 series between the Nuggets and the Lakers, and that would be the conference finals in any other year. You might get a series between the Clippers and the Grizzlies, and the Suns might have to play the fucking Warriors. in the first round. And you don't want, you know, them niggas to have the home court advantage. You know what I'm saying? So that's something where I feel like they have enough to get through the regular season. But now on top of him coming off another injury, you coming off to the point where they don't even have that much chemistry yet. And I feel like that's going to be an issue. And I already had questions about them being a championship, winning a championship, as, you know, just even if KD didn't get hurt, just because I feel like the lack of depth and also Kevin Durant, you know, just trying to be, you know, get the chemistry between everybody. You asking a lot to be put together that damn quickly, man. So I think it's just unfortunate. As a big KD fan, but, you know, I want to see him do well in the season. Like, they were getting ready to play the Warriors last night, and Steve Kerr said, like, yo, we've had this, thank you video playing for KD, but he's been injured every time he's made a trip to Chase.
That's scary.
Yeah,
that's
4 years now. He left 4 years ago, and, you know, Chase has been around for 4 years now, and he's been hurt for every time they played. So by the time we actually get that video, it's going to be 2024. But for the Sun side, look, this is why I say Chris Paul's a bitch-ass nigga. He must have did something in his life, because something always happens.
I mean, like I said, the karma behind hitting the grown man in the nuts, man, it's not – you never know when it's going to strike. But, I mean, like you said, for his entire career, it's always something that happens at the most inopportune time. It is just like, goddamn. Okay, Chris, what we going to do now? And so, like, even, like, it was sad as hell when they asked him about what Steph said. He said, what happened in 2014? Like, he, you know, tried to play like he didn't know what the fuck was going on. So, I mean, again, we had a point where he's going to have to step it up if they really want to, like you said, continue those championship aspirations.
Yep, exactly, man. But, you know, fuck Chris Paul. Anyway, moving on to our next topic here. We're going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. We just alluded to in the first round conversation. The Lakers, man. These niggas been balling, bro. These niggas have been, you know, just like really been on the heater after these trades. First, I'm trying to look at the stats here, but for some fucking reason, the fucking NBA app wants to fucking start me. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, yeah. So the Lakers right now, the number 9 seed, they are 7-3 in their last 10 games. Anthony Davis has been looking like a monster. They're tied for the 9th seed with them and the Pelicans, but they've got the tiebreaker right now, but they do play the Pelicans tonight, so that might shift. Then the tie actually with OKC, too, and they're only a half game over Utah, and they're a two-game lead over Portland. They've been playing well. D'Angelo Russell's has come back 2 games ago. He's been hooping. And LeBron has been – LeBron has the boot off. He was in shoot-around today. He looked better, but – there was a report that came out that he is still expected to miss a significant chunk of the regular season, and there still is no timetable for his return. So I have a two-part question for you. One, what do you think about this Lakers run? How far do you think they can go if they can get everybody healthy? And even more importantly, do you think they should even be rushing LeBron back just for a play-in run?
I think, like we said in the previous episodes, you got to, like I said, tip your cap to Rob Pelinka for actually reworking this roster and bringing a bunch of pieces in that can actually, you know, quote unquote, run with LeBron. I think you have a much more versatile roster, especially defensively. And I think they can actually make a legit run. I know we both been talking about this where we said, damn, I kind of wish LeBron wasn't hurt, just to see how they could push this. Because, I mean, the West is, although they are 9th, the West is so cluttered and, you know, it's so tight in the middle that it's a, they have the potential to, you know, not only make the play-in, but make the playoffs. So, I mean, I think they have a legitimate shot, and I think with LeBron, that automatically takes everything to the next level, bro. So it's like, if I'm the Lakers, the way Anthony Davis is playing, which I know, like I text you off to the side, AD always tees up when LeBron ain't there. A lot of his counterparts are like that because, you know, he's just such – and I don't want to say overbearing, but his presence is so much that a lot of players who have the ability to do a lot, they dial it back when LeBron is there. But, you know, AD is actually healthy and playing like AD, and if he can continue that, then I think they can definitely hold down the fort until LeBron gets back. So I wouldn't rush anything. I want LeBron back when I know, the old school, nobody's ever 100%, but I want him back when he's at least, well, we know I can run him. He can run every night.
Yeah, I think this thing is kind of interesting because, first of all, I love the trades when it happened. And I love him now. It gives the team a lot more balance. And, you know, and I know everybody's going to blame Russ again. I've seen Laker fans tweet, look how much better we look without Russ. And I keep saying it wasn't Russ. It was just a bad fit. You know what I'm saying? I think Russ has played relatively good with the Clippers so far. But this is a trade. If it was done in December, now I know the market is different. They probably, you know, the Timberwolves and weren't trying to make deals like this, Orlando, back in October, not in October, but December. And I think that's what a play-in has to do. We're going to see trades happen later. If this would happen earlier, I would be like, yo, this team can be a championship contender right now, especially with a healthy LeBron. I think this they can get I think they will be in the play-in. I think they have a shot to make the actual playoffs, even without LeBron. I think they have a shot. Like, you can convince me they can win two playing games with just Anthony Davis. But yeah. My thing is with them is I wouldn't rush LeBron back because this has become a trend now. Like, LeBron has been hurt every year he's been a Laker. Like, one thing we always say about LeBron, LeBron never got hurt. LeBron never got hurt till he had that groin injury on Christmas in 2018. And it hasn't been the same. He gets hurt every damn year now. And that's just, you know, age happens. But yeah. I would not rush LeBron back just to get in the playoffs and potentially lose in the first round. Like, to me, the ceiling for this team is second round. And I would just, you know, if he can play, and let me be very clear, I do think he's going to play because LeBron is LeBron. LeBron knows he doesn't have that many more, cracks at the championship. So I do feel like LeBron will play. But if it was me, I probably wouldn't do it. This is a trade that sets you up for next year, too. This is not a trade where, like, these guys are going. I know a lot of Laker fans want Kyrie. That's not going to happen unless Kyrie decides to take a massive pay cut. Because when they got rid of Russell Westbrook, that money's not coming off their books. So they can't give Kyrie the max contract that he wants. So I feel like it's more than likely that they're going to get D'Angelo Russell, bring him back. And they've already kind of brought up extensions with D'Lo. And then you have this full roster, add a couple more pieces, and you can go through next season. You got a legit championship contender. So unless they make like a crazy run to like the sixth seed, I personally wouldn't bring him back unless he's almost close to 100%. That's how I believe I'll play. But this is the Lakers. This is LeBron. That's not going to happen. I believe LeBron is going to play again.
Absolutely. And I would just caution everybody to just remember, you don't have to look too far for an example. Remember that Mike D'Antoni year with Kobe when he was playing 36 minutes a fucking night and he blew out his Achilles. Like, so like you said, with Father Time being undefeated and Bron, you know, like you said, going from never being hurt to he's been hurt every season on the Yankees, despite, you know, still being able to be an extremely efficient contributor when he's out there. But if he, you know, God forbid, something crazy like that happens, then your window is shot for the next, you know, basically the next season, because we at the end of the season, he gets hurt, suffers a major injury at the end of the year, you know, then, it puts everything in jeopardy. So I'm with you. Like, it's no point of rushing him back. This is what you got AD for. And so Anthony Davis needs to play like Anthony Davis and be that superstar that you paid.
Yep. Definitely agree with that one, man. So definitely going to be interesting to see over these next couple weeks. And the funny thing about it is still crazy that there is still yet to be a full capacity Los Angeles Lakers playoff game in the LeBron James era. Now, of course, a lot has to do because of the pandemic, but that's still a funny thing to me. So I do wonder, and Staples has been cracking over these last couple weeks, I do wonder what that energy will be like, because that hasn't been a full capacity Laker playoff game in 10 years. In 10 long-ass years, that was the last time there was a full-capacity playoff game for the Los Angeles Lakers. And Kobe didn't play down because Kobe was hurt. Yeah, that's when they got banged on by the Spurs. So that I think that'd be a cool thing to happen if they do get in, man. But let's talk about the Lakers' rival, the Sacramento Kings, man. The Kings are on fire right now. Mike Brown, Coach of the Year. Michael Malone's doing this thing. You know, Coach Bud, you know, Joe Mazzulla, they all doing good. But, man, nobody thought that Sacramento was going to be. In fact, I saw a lot of people say, damn, why is he leaving that comfy job in Golden State to coach the goddamn Kings? They are 40-27. And this is this lets you know just how bad historically this team has been, not just in the NBA, but in pro American sports. This is the first time they've won 40 games since 2006. That is a nasty stat considering there's only 82 games in the season. So that means they really haven't even been playing 500 basketball for almost 20 years. They lost last night to the Bucks, and we'll get to that in a moment. But they are 8-2 in their last 10. They got a great record at home. They had two All-Stars this year. and De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, Lil Sabonis. I'm even getting how to pronounce his first name. Demontis Sabonis, and they've been good, man. You know, the whole team's been pitching in. You know, Kevin Herter's been doing good. Malik Monk. It's been a whole team effort. And, you know, before we get to the corny shit they pulled yesterday, what do you think about this year the Kings have had? And, you know, how far do you think they can, you know, they can take it? Because if it started right now, they would play the Clippers in the first round, and that would be a hell of a series.
I mean, they'll be an exciting first round next year. I think they remind me of Denver, you know, a few years ago, where it's a nice young team with young pieces as well as a couple vets that are mixed in there. You know, like you said, Harrison Barnes, you know, he doesn't – well, no, I'm sorry. Harrison Barnes, you know, still being that vet on the team. He's averaging 15. You know, they have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players averaging double figures, you know what I said. Kevin Herter, I feel like the Hawks really miss him because, like I said, he's been a solid contributor for them. De'Aaron Fox, bro, like, I was thinking about it. I know it's one of our topics later on, just how, you know, they tried to force that De'Aaron Lonzo situation when they was
I mean, at the time, it was a conversation, bro.
But
we looking at it now because Lonzo's
No. Let's be clear. I've looked at this conversation different since he cooked him at Kentucky. Like,
okay,
like,
yeah,
he worked him, and like you saw, like, Lonzo just wasn't there. And don't get me wrong, they both evolved into, you know, De'Aaron Fox is a dog, and Zoe unfortunately just had a bad spell with injury, but he was still on his way to being a very solid NBA player. But ever since then, like, I feel like De'Aaron Fox has kind of been underrated and doesn't really get that praise and that look he deserves. And, you know, with Sacramento winning like this, hopefully, you know, we can see more of that. Because, like you said, shout out to Mike Brown, definitely coach of the year. I think that goes without saying. But I think as far as damage and everything, they'd be first exciting first round exit.
I think it depends on who they play in the first round. Because if they, let's just say they get up to number 2 seed, which is still very much a possibility, only a game behind Memphis. Let's just say they get to the 2nd seed and Minnesota keeps the 7th seed. I can see them beating Minnesota. I can see them beating Minnesota in the first round. But, like, anything else, I'm with you. Like, if Dallas get that 7th seed, they'll lose to Dallas. Just because of – not that I think Dallas is a better team. And the playoffs is about superstars. And they have Luka. We know how Luka gets down in the playoffs. Just went to the conference finals last year. And Kyrie Irving made the biggest shot in Cleveland sports history. So you got that. I know everybody down on the Clippers, I get it. I cover these niggas, even though I feel like they're finally getting into a groove now. They finally figured out, Ty Lue has finally figured out the rotation and not to play Russell Westbrook in the fucking fourth quarter in the role with T-Man. I think that's helped a lot. But I will pick the Clippers over them. I will pick Golden State over them. I will pick Phoenix with or without KD over them. So I'm with you. I do feel like they're a good story right now, and I don't even think them – they've won this year regardless. They don't have to win the first round series. You know, that fan base is elated that just that they're going to make the playoffs. And I think that'll be fun just off that. But I think long term, they're building something great in Sacramento. It's good to see them relevant again because, you know, we grew up when Sacramento was a playoff contender every goddamn year. We remember those Chris Webber, Mike Bibby, the early Jason Williams teams, you know what I'm saying? Where they almost knocked the Lakers out. And if Tim Donaghy wasn't on his bullshit, they might have been in the finals that year. Right. Against the New Jersey Nets. So it's good to see the Kings just relevant.
Oh, that would have been nasty. That would have been a nasty
finals. And that's why the shit happened, because David Stern was like, nigga, you think I'm going to have Sacramento in New Jersey in the finals? Nigga, Lakers-Nets was nasty as it was. I watched one game of that series, and I was like, okay, I know how the rest of the shit is going to go. And I went back to watching baseball. But I feel like it's fun. It's a fun story. They'll be entertaining. I don't think they're going to go out like no holes in the playoffs. But unless they get them a team like Minnesota, I just don't see them winning the first round playoffs. But this is a hell of a start to their, you know, window, if you want to call it. Mike Brown has coached them very well. And, you know, you see that team loves them. But having said all of that, we cannot let the corny shit that this team did last night go under without talking about it, under the radar. So last night, after Giannis dropped 44 on them niggas' heads, game was over. I think they lost by like 8 points, some shit like that. And Giannis is dribbling the ball out. Now, I don't know Lyle's name on the, well, you know his full name on the Kings? In fact, the announcer didn't even know his name. They call that nigga number 41.
It's like Kyle Lyles, Trey Lyles.
Whatever his name is. Lyles on the Kings He was mad that they lost the game. That's reasonable. And he pushed Giannis. Giannis didn't do nothing because, you know, Giannis ain't the show. Giannis was just looking like, fuck is wrong with dude. Fuck is wrong with buddy. And Brooke Lopez being the teammate that you're supposed to. You're not supposed to let your leader and your franchise guy get fucked around with. Got in his face. They got into a scuffle. Lyles was choking him up. It's the second choke we've seen this week. I think
that was Michael hilarious.
Porter, Michael Porter Jr. choked somebody up in that Spurs game, too.
Zach Collins.
So second choke we've seen. And those dudes got into a real fisticuffs to the point where there was blood coming down Brooke Lopez's face. And then we got to the post game. And Mike Brown was talking. I've never heard, and I hate saying talking black because it's what is talking black mean. But I've never heard Mike Brown talk. He said, well, you know, we ain't back down for nobody. I was like, I tweeted that that John Wall video. I ain't never, ever seen you act like this before.
And then, it's like, relax, Mike.
I didn't have a problem with what Mike said. I had a problem with what De'Aaron said. De'Aaron was like, well, you know, he should just dribble the ball out. I'm like, nigga, that's what the fuck he was doing. You go back and look at the tape. He didn't try to attempt the shot. You know, he didn't pull the Zion dunk when they did on Phoenix earlier in this season. He was literally dribbling the ball out, and you niggas got in your feelings. Now you acting like y'all tough. But if you'd have dribbled out, that wouldn't happen. Like, stop. You niggas are not tough, okay? If Giannis really wanted to get on that, he could get on that.
I hope the next time they play them, Giannis is out there throwing his body around like Shaq. Like, because he could legit give motherfuckers 50, you know what I'm saying, like, if he wanted to. And so, like, even when, like I said, we see this a lot with young teams. They want to assert themselves, and they don't want to get, you know, have anybody think they're a pushover. They're going to just let shit rock. But like you said, he was legit dribbling the clock out, and dude swiped at the ball for no reason. Like, the game was over.
Yeah, man. It was over. That shit was very corny, man. And it's just, you know, besides the Kings are great. We're just like, stop, bro. Like, get the fuck out of here. There was no legit beef right here, man. But let's go to our last topic on here. It's a short episode. But last topic on here, man, I want to talk about Lonzo Ball. At the time, I really, really loved that signing. Really, really loved it. In fact, the 2 months where the Bulls were actually fun at the beginning of last season is mainly because of how well Lonzo Ball played. Now, we could talk about the other moves that AK and me made. We could talk about how the Bulls shouldn't even be this mediocre just without Lonzo, but that's a whole different discussion. News came out over the last week from Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, is that he is looking at a third surgery to clear up this knee. And if he decides to take the surgery, it will be another 6-month recovery, which would go into training camp of next season if he decides to take it now. Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, they're all trying to figure out what to do, but it has not been good. He has not had any movement. You know, he still can't do the basic shit. He still has pain. He has not done any basketball activity in almost a year and a half now. We're almost getting to that point. So my unfortunate question to you, do you think we've seen the last of Lonzo Ball, not just with the Bulls, but in the NBA?
I do. I think 3 surgeries in this short span, you know what I'm saying? I think even if he were to come back, it's more so of a, now what is your career? Like, are you a 6-man? Are you a reserve off the bench? Because, I mean, I think one thing we've seen over the years, as much as we want to root for people, we want miraculous comebacks and things like that, when they have all that wear and tear in their body, it's usually not good. Like, so I think for somebody like Zoe, I know he's still really young, so it's kind of tough to say, yeah, it's over. But I think if this third surgery, especially if there are any complications or there's like a still lingering pain, I think he may just lay it down. Because one thing we saw D-Rose always talk about is he said, you know, people don't understand the mentality for rehab is a lot different than the mentality for training for the season.
Yeah.
So imagine you have basically missed 2 full NBA seasons because you've had to rehab. Like, yeah. See, that's probably a nigga he need to reach out to. Like,
even D Rose's knees wasn't this bad, but yeah, he probably do need to talk to D Rose just from a mental perspective. I'm with you, man. I think he might be Brandon Roy. I hate to say it. You know, some of y'all youngins out there who don't remember Brandon Roy. Brandon Roy was a beast.
A problem.
He was like, it's unfortunate that a lot of people don't really remember or know just how cold that nigga was. Brandon Roy was a fucking beast, bro, and knee injuries into his career. So more than anything, more than as a Bulls fan, more as a basketball fan, like, yeah, I love Lonzo. Wouldn't love Lonzo come back. You know, the Bulls are a much better team with Lonzo Ball. But he can't even do simple shit like walk up the stairs, and it's hard for him to play with his daughter. I think we need to be worrying about that. you know, from a human perspective, hope he gets better. But third surgery, you know, there's something wrong. So, and like, you really can't even be mad at the Bulls, honestly. I do think they've done a bad job of crafting the rest of the roster, but that's a whole nother episode. But at the time, it was a good signing. But it's looking like, you know, lemon booty right now. It just really is what it is. And it's unfortunate. More than anything, I just hope even if he does play again, you know, his mentals will be fine. You know what I'm saying? Because even if he, when he does get played, like you said, we don't know. It might be 2 years up in that point that he ain't played the game of basketball. It might be a mental block that he still can't get through. And it's going to take some time with that. But you're right. Derrick Rose is probably the best person to talk to. Because even after Derrick Rose tore the ACL, he tore something else. And he just had a whole bunch of stuff. And it took a while for Derrick to get into the mental space. Yeah, the meniscus. To get into the mental space that he is now, man. So I hope he talks to him. But just real unfortunate situation for Lonzo, man. And it just, you know, the Bulls got to regroup this offseason. I don't know how the hell they're going to do it because 60% chance they're not going to have their own pick. And they're not really in good cap situation right now. So I don't know. And they probably still going to make the play-in just because the fucking, you know, the Wizards and Raptors and all these niggas are just god-awful. But, you know, it is what it is at this point, man. So that's all we got for y'all today. Not too much to go over this week. We're getting closer and closer to the playoffs. So I'm looking forward to actually talking about that. But those are all the things we got for y'all this week. You know, to follow us on Twitter at Barbershare Scott, at October's on Tate. Follow the Barbershare Network at Barbershare Net. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Barbershare Network. Visit the bcnet.com. And we're going to holler at y'all next week, man. We are out.